Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Progressives are comfortable with, and comforted by, ridiculing the delusions of the far right in America. From the big lie about the 2020 election to the various conspiracy theories incubated by QAnon and Fox News. But these are only the latest delusions to take root in the public square and rupture the sidewalks. Some of the most enduring and toxic of these misguided notions are held as firmly by progressives as by people of other persuasions. In America right now, the worst and most pervasive notion is that someone is in charge. The U.S. president, for example, manages the economy, using his magical powers to create jobs, supercharge the stock market, and set the prices of everything from gasoline to carrots. This hogwash has colored the attitude of people toward their leaders for a very long time. In antiquity, kings and emperors were often ushered to their thrones because they took credit for good weather and plentiful crops, then were tossed into the nearest volcano when the weather, as it always does, turned bad. But the attitude is not universal. The European colonizers of America were driven to distraction by trying to make deals with the native inhabitants because the tribes recognized no individual as their leader and made every important decision together in councils. And the decision was not made until it was unanimous. The notion of an Indian chief as the wise decider for his people is a European myth, although the tribes did, when necessary, appoint war chiefs to command in combat. British authorities trying to execute land grabs became so frustrated by the Iroquois they were dealing with that they appointed a friendly native to be the king of his own people, held a lavish coronation, and announced that henceforth they would deal only with him. The Iroquois paid no attention. In our culture, the urge to believe that someone somewhere is directing everything is pervasive. It may have been the urge that drove early man to invent a higher power in his image, vested with a multitude of superpowers, to then be implored for help. The fact is that communities, countries, economies, and wars are far too complex to be fully understood, let alone managed, by any individual. Believing that someone is in charge is not a belief, really. It's a way of avoiding the hard work of achieving situational awareness and taking responsibility for our own actions. When fuel prices are going down, we buy enormous pickup trucks and Humvees and drive, baby, drive. When gas prices go up and climate change looms, do we sell the gas guzzler and buy a gas sipper? Hell no, we curse the president. Lots easier. You may be thinking the top-ground, top-down command can't be so bad when it works so well in the military. Please review again the performance of the vaunted Russian military in executing, by which I mean murdering in cold blood, its plan to invade Ukraine over a long weekend, or read a history of the Vietnam War. One of the first things I learned about the U.S. Army when I was in it was that it cannot count. I was in a Fort Headquarters company of about 250 people, of which a large number, including me, before very long, were living off base and holding down part-time jobs, contrary to Army regulations. The commanders of the company knew it, knew for months that I specifically was doing it, and they never caught any of us. Against all evidence, the myth of omnipotent and omniscient commanders runs deep in us, largely because it lets us off so many hooks. But it's just a myth, and we hold on to it at our peril. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.